With every oh my goodness I must get out of here, you add more and more tension, so that your feeling of panic becomes more and more acute, seems more and more unendurable. If you're prepared to sit in your seat, loosen your body to the best of your ability, and let the panic flash, let it flash right through you, without withdrawing tensely from it, I assure you, there would be no mounting tension, no mounting panic. Your body will probably continue to flash panic for a while, but the panic will not mount. By acceptance, I don't mean quite the same thing as putting up with. Gritting your teeth and putting up with is what you've been doing for a long time, and it hasn't got you very far, has it? I mean utter, utter acceptance, utter surrender, utter resignation to whatever your body cares to bring you. If you do this, the flashes of panic will gradually subside, and you will be able to sit there, if not completely at peace, at least comfortably enough to see the function through. Panic does not grow more intense of its own accord. Your body cannot produce increasing panic unless you give it the fuel with which to make panic. It is your own withdrawal in fear from the feeling of panic that supplies the chemical to make further panic. You build your own crisis by withdrawing from panic in panic. Recovery from panic lies on the other side of panic, not on this side. It lies in seeing panic right through to the other side. And don't enter that hall as you always have in the past, hoping panic won't come. Hope it will come, so that you can practice coping with it the way I have advised. You need plenty of practice to be finally master or mistress of this situation. Practice having the courage to let go. Have the courage to surrender, to not hold on to yourself, to accept whatever comes. By such utter, utter acceptance, you pass through panic to some sort of peace, at least to enough to begin with. I said some sort of peace, because even with complete acceptance, you will not feel blissfully peaceful immediately. You're too sensitized to be suddenly peaceful at this early stage in recovery. Apprehension will surely linger on. And because you're sensitized, every emotion...